going. Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast, a podcast for all things nerd. I'm your host tonight, Sean, and on the Skype hotline, we've got...
Why live your life a quarter mile at a time when you can live your life, your whole life that way? Sam.
Hack them all, John.
And torpedo pushing with his mind, Chris.
All right, so based on those intros from them, yes, we are going to be talking the eighth installment of the Fast and Furious franchise tonight, Fate of the Furious, which I still think they dropped the ball on that one by not doing it F, the number eight of the Furious, but that's just me.
Can we save this one for later?
Yeah, no, that's just... We always end on Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, let's talk the better Charlie Sander movie before we talk about Fast and the Furious.
So we got two other movies. We got Palm Springs, which is on Hulu, which just came out a few weeks ago, almost a month ago. And Old Guard, which is like the number one movie streaming on Netflix right now. So we're going to talk about both of those.
Supposedly.
Yes.
It's always an incredibly low bar.
Yeah.
At this point, I can't really trust what anything Netflix says.
Yeah.
At all.
Or more to the point, even if it is, who cares? Like, it's not, you know, there's a lot of crap on Netflix, man.
How many people actually watched this? It was on. But...
Cover to cover.
Yeah.
All right. So, obviously, those are the two movies we're going to talk outside of Fast of Fate and of the Furious. But really quick, touch on some news. Basically, everything you can think of under the sun that's a movie has now been pushed back indefinitely again. Yeah. So
Tenet was the last straw, right?
Yeah, Tenet was the big one because they were like, no, this is coming out. We swear it's coming out. And then just this past week, they were like, no, we're going to push it back indefinitely. So it is definitely not coming out on streaming, though, or video on demand, because Christopher Nolan refuses to release it that way, which is fine. I'm okay with that. Good for him. I still don't know what this movie's about.
I don't think we'll know until we see it, but is there a... like a big movie that's actually coming out this year still, even though it was pushed back? I can't think of anything that's coming out this summer.
I think of the summer blockbusters, no. Mm-hmm. I think maybe stuff that was slated for the end of the year is still technically in play.
Yeah.
I think did they push back Wonder Woman? Because wasn't that slated August or something?
I think it was the
first week of
July. I want to
say it's November now.
Mm. I feel like most of the big movies are slated for like September on.
I still don't think this is going to happen this year.
I don't think so.
What I'm trying to get at is this is going to be a great Oscar award show next year in February.
Scoob's winning it all.
Yeah. Well, they've already pushed that back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. I didn't even see
that.
Yeah. They did.
They've also said they waived the whole requirement that it has to show in a theater.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, I think the eligibility window like maybe goes through February or March now. So
it's going to be an interesting Oscar because everybody's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like an hour and 15 minutes long. I think it would be great.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. Which on those lines, I was thinking about it today. What's going to be up with football halftime shows? Are they even going to have them?
We don't need them.
Like Thanksgiving, they always have like the halftime shows and even the pregame shows with like bands and stuff. Like,
yeah, but the Thanksgiving ones are still only what is it? What is the halftime? Is it 20 minutes?
Yeah,
30 minutes?
20 minutes. Yeah.
Super Bowl is like 47 minutes or some weird thing like that, where the players can go home and take a nap, take a shower and come back and warm up again and then play.
Yeah, no, but like there's no reason for a halftime show now, which is weird.
But there really weren't many halftime shows, though.
I know, but I was thinking about it.
If we don't get the Thanksgiving halftime show, where will I get reminded of some kind of artist that I haven't thought about in 5 years? And I'm like, oh, they're still alive. Good for them.
Get to wait for the Macy's Day Parade.
Like, yeah, is that going to happen? Sure. Is that going to happen?
Not. No, not going to. They already didn't. They cancel the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
No, not for this next year
in New York City though. Like this year.
Oh, definitely.
This year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was March. So
right.
That was months ago.
I'm not going to lie. February, March, April, May, June, and right now, currently, most of July are all just blurred into one.
The only thing that like makes now a little bit distinctive is it's a little bit hotter.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like if it was still cool, I would have no idea what time of year it is.
Like I'm happy I still have to go to work, but even then, like my weeks just fly by. Cause like I come home and it's like, let's go for a run, and then I go for a run. And I'm like, and it's 8 o'clock. Cool. Yeah.
You would think that I don't have to commute 3 hours every day. I can actually watch some things, but no, not the case.
No, still firing up The Martian 50th time.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta have something on in the background when you're working.
Would you say this is a casualty, John, of COVID, the fact that Avatar was at 5 was pushed back to 2028? Well,
they all got pushed back a year essentially. So originally Avatar 2, the first of 4 movies upcoming, was going to be 2021, and I think that was maybe pushed early on. In March or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I do remember, yeah.
Because I think it was actually supposed to be the end of this year.
Yeah.
Maybe. So it got pushed to 2021. That's now got pushed back another year, which has put the timeline such that Avatar 5 does not come out until 2028. Which, I don't... I mean, what do you guys expect your life to be in 8 years?
40 years old? And a half years?
Probably not going to see Avatar 5.
No, dude, I'm still going to go see a movie.
I don't know. I will still see movies.
Chris's daughter is going to be, what would she be? Oh, no, almost middle school?
10-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around, middle, right? Middle school is?
10 to 11.
Around 10, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, right?
Does it start like at 11 or something?
You know what? I'll probably be going, at that point, I'll be able to go to movies on my own because nobody... You know, the kids aren't going to like what I'm watching anymore. You know? Does dad have to come to the movies again? I'm with my boyfriend. We've been texting all day.
Yeah, you'd be that weird dad in the back. Like, everybody's like, oh, man, he's going to be, like, watching over his daughter, everything. You're just, like, completely committed to the screen.
Yeah.
You're taking your 10-year-old daughter to see Transformers 12, like, for the fifth time.
You know that I will see Transformers 12 regardless of who I'm with. Actually, I think I've watched the last Fast and Furious, the last 6 Fast and Furious movies alone in a movie theater except for one.
Well, nice. 9, well, you'll be joined by 3 other people, don't worry.
Yeah, Chris, that's no longer the case.
Why? Oh yeah.
I'll be there.
We will all be there, don't worry. We're all committed at this point.
Oh, I forgot about that.
All right.
I can't wait to have a Fast and Furious buddy, Sam. Can we rent a Honda Civic just to drive to the movie theater just to be
like a Honda Civic and
like a throwback.
Can we all rent a supercar and all drive there together?
What's
like Fast and Furious stuff?
Challenger.
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't it change?
Or Impala? He has an Impala. Yeah. This movie has an Impala.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll get to this movie later. We'll get to this movie later. I know we're itching.
Do we have to talk about the other ones? Like, I really, man, I'm ready to fire off.
But I know,
yes,
but
you're right. We should. Let's get to it. And no other news, right? New Mutants, maybe. We'll talk about New Mutants.
Comic-Con is this weekend. It's called Comic-Con at Home. Go online. You can look at all the panels and everything. Everything is free. You can cosplay if you want while you're on your computer. No one's judging this year. Do what you guys do best in social distance. Anyways.
Just make sure if you're cosplaying, still have pants on.
Unless your cosplay has no pants. What if you're Solomon Grundy?
On,
what if you're Solomon Grundy? Poop. Yeah, there you go.
Keep those pants on. All I'm going to say.
All right. So first movie, let's get it, because this will be quick. Palm Springs was it Andy Samberg in it? It's got
Chris Emiliotti,
who is known as the mom from How I Met Your Mother.
And most importantly, J.K. Simmons.
Yes. Which personally felt a little underused, but that's just me.
He's always underused.
Yeah.
You don't want to set him up to fail. Not that like I think he's capable of failing, but like I've never seen a movie where I've been like, this is not a perfect amount of J.K. Simmons. Even Whiplash. Whiplash is great. Have you guys seen Whiplash?
No, I have not seen Whiplash.
It's on my list of movies that I plan on seeing, but probably never will.
Yeah, yeah.
just
because, like, I got to make up that list.
No, it's like I want to see it, but I know that there's like some movies out there where, like, whenever I'm sitting there going, I need to watch a movie, it will never pop into my mind.
Yeah,
right.
That's why you got to keep a post-it note.
Yeah, I gotta like put a list down somewhere.
Oh, Chris, what's on your? Are you reaching? Yeah, what's on your post-it note?
Movies that I know I should see, but I haven't seen.
What are pretty much
every mob movie ever.
Yeah, yeah. Like
Scarface.
Yep.
Godfather 1.
Yep.
And 2. And I'm not going to do the rest. And
you mean 3?
actually, I do have No Country for Old Men on there.
Oh my god, you haven't seen No Country for Old Men?
No, you keep telling me I need to. And the thing was, it's been like I haven't been able to find it on streaming.
Really?
And I think I saw it recently.
Is it on Netflix?
On Netflix, so I might have to bang that one out.
All right. So Palm Springs. Look, I think I went to this movie with low expectations. I kind of heard it talked up. I know it went most they've ever paid for a movie from Sundance, who yep. purchased it. By 69 cents, which solid.
nice.
So this, okay, I've definitely found over the last couple of years, I'm not as big into comedies as I once was, but like, I gotta say, man, I really liked this movie. Like, it was very funny, not at all, well, wasn't what I expected. Look, there's part of this where I don't know if we can really get into spoilers. You know, it's the kind of movie where, like, you don't really know what the premise is going in so mm-hmm. much, or it's not what you think it's going to be. So I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, it's really good, and it's not too long. And, you know, the one thing I did find interesting is that the premise is very similar to specifically another movie, but there's other movies like this as well. And mm-hmm. I just really like that they had the, for lack of a better word, balls to just like say, F it, we're just going to do the same thing, and it's its own thing. Yeah. And it's really enjoyable. It's funny too. I mean, I say enjoyable. It's hilarious.
They tried to, you're right. I give them credit for trying to change, or be apart from those time loop movies. Like
Groundhog. Okay, all right. Or we're just gonna say what it is.
Well, I mean, it's John was trying to go immediately. Spoiler. You found out like 20 minutes
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
it is really... like I don't think you can spoil anything that happens in the first 20 minutes of a movie.
Right?
No,
you can't. But when you go into this movie, when you start watching it, you don't know it's a time loop movie.
No, like, you don't. You don't.
You know. So, like,
no, but you find out right quick. Though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You think it's the same comedy you've seen like half of a bunch yeah. of other times?
It was Slacker Guy and like right. this other yeah.
Yeah. It's setting up to be exactly that, and it's instead this like really funny kind of time loop movie, which obviously, you know, a lot of people would draw the comparisons to Groundhog Day, though there has been other movies like that recently as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think it's cool. They were like, yeah, we're just going to do it. It's going to be our own thing. And like, it doesn't feel like a ripoff. I mean, it's the
No, it doesn't.
You know, it's like the same flavor of ice cream, but it's kind of different, you know?
My favorite part is the twist. You know that, like, twist when every time you wake up, like, you found out when she woke up, pretty much, what's going on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that twist. You know, I did not expect that at all.
Oh,
I did expect it because there was, like, early on one time that she woke up, she was happy. Then she looked over at the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you could hear the shower going, and I was like, oh, I know where this is going.
So, right. I didn't see that.
Yeah, and then like early on too, there the second day that she relives, her dad's like, "Oh, has anybody seen her? She's not in her room. Oh, she must have gone out hiking or something." Like right there, like I picked on it really quick. Like
Peter Gallagher, low key like incredible in this when he's like, "I can find a dentist that glues teeth."
it's I do love it's. Andy Samberg has been, it's not spoilers, 20 minutes. He's been in the loop forever. And it's like, who have you had sex with? And he's just going through.
And he says, the dad.
And he's like, your dad?
And it's just like the intimate scene between him and his dad.
Yeah, and he's just like, I don't know what I'm doing. God, some of this movie is wicked funny, and some of it is too just embarrassing to even watch. Like the
what do you mean?
Like the dance when he's dancing up to her the first time.
Oh.
And I couldn't even stand that. I had to look
away.
Very
cringe for you.
Yeah, very cringe. So.
Fair enough, but a really nice movie, highly recommend. Yeah. Very like I think most people would kind of like it to some extent.
My biggest complaint about this movie was I kind of wish I saw like in a flashback how he wandered into the cave the first time. Like what was up with that first time?
Yeah.
Part of me just is curious about that.
Yeah, I don't care how long he was in there.
No.
I want to know how he got there.
Yeah, like what led him to the cave the first time?
Yeah,
like what was his the first one? Yeah, like that. That's all I cared. It could be something stupid, like after he saw his girlfriend cheating on him, like he wandered off, and then that's how he came across it. But like that could be like a quick 2 minute like explanation of how he found it, and I'd just be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons, though, underutilized, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of that whole thing.
Absolute 10 out of 10, though, in here.
For J.K.?
Like the whole range of, like, Family Man, doing coke with Andy in the bathroom, like, you know.
To Assassin, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so great when the movie first like makes its first pivot to like being super weird and not what you expect. And
yeah.
Anyway. All right.
You guys have to give it a review because it's new.
I know we're seeing new movies in 2020. What an incredible surprise!
Who knew? So, John, do you want to give it a score?
This might be being a prisoner of the moment, but I'm going to give it an 8.1.
Wow. Okay, Chris?
A 7.1.
I'm with Chris. I went with a 7.1. Like it was good, but like could have been.
It's hard to give comedies.
Yeah.
An 8+.
I agree.
Yeah, unless it's really standout.
Yeah.
You know?
Like it comedies like you mentioned it, John, earlier. Like I remember being into comedies a lot more when I was younger. I don't know if it's just because comedies were a little better back then, or like comedies are kind of rare now.
Yeah. Like, do you find yourself becoming more, I find like the best comedies are like TV shows.
Yeah. Oh yeah. without a doubt.
Yeah, at this point.
No, you know what I think it probably is? Is the thing about comedies is they're all a bit repetitive. Mm. Where, like, you get, like, 10 comedies a year, and they're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
And maybe half of them are actually, like, okay. But yeah. When you're young, you don't really know that. You haven't been broken yet.
It's all kind of still new and fresh.
Yeah.
I think that's I think it's definitely like a little camp A and camp B. Like, it's, you know, definitely being older, but like, I think at the same time too, I don't know, man. Like, I go back and I watch, like, you know, some of those like old Bill Murray movies, like Stripes or Caddyshack, or, you know, like, you know, Trading Places. I know that doesn't have him in it, but like there's good comedies I still enjoy from like the 80s shit. And it's not as if, you know,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like comedies just aren't the same nowadays. Like, it's different.
No, I think I don't want to sound like this guy, but I think to some extent people do feel a little weird of, like, you know, stepping on toes and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I mean, look, like, what, Tropic Thunder was made 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
oh, I know.
I mean, oh boy. that's one that, like, legitimately
the TiVo. I got you the TiVo.
That's definitely one where, like, I would almost recommend buying, like, the physical media just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just in case that one goes away and never comes back. if you want to see what, I don't know. I mean,
because of Downey Jr.
Oh, there's a lot of things.
Oh.
I mean, that's Devin doesn't help, but, you know.
Yeah. There's the Simple Jack stuff.
Yep.
Which actually got them in trouble when it first came out.
I think the blackface is probably a little bit more.
Yeah, but
now.
It was
fair enough.
It was weird. It, like, the way that it was portrayed, it was in a, it's hard to say it, like,
yeah,
it wasn't done insultingly.
Talk about the old guard too.
No, I know. Yeah. But I think it wasn't done insultingly. It was done insultingly towards Hollywood. Like, Hollywood sees this as okay. It's not okay. But like, these actors were like, "Oh yeah, it should be okay." Like,
it's similar to like a Blazing Saddles kind of deal.
Yeah.
I think that movie's hilarious.
It's making fun of the, you know, race.
There's clearly an understanding that this is not okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
But that's the joke.
Exactly. Yeah.
The comedy genre is a genre that's built for the 10-minute skit. It's not for an hour and a half movie.
Yeah.
Comedians usually start up as stand-up comedians, and they have bits that are an hour long, but there's like five or six bits within that hour. So it fits more to the TV show layout and format than it does the cinematic release, you know?
Counterpoint, I just rewatched Shaun of the Dead last weekend. Still holds up. Great. And, you know, the funny thing is too, is like, my parents hadn't seen it, and I was at my parents' house, and we were just watching the last like half hour, and I was pointing out, it's like, oh yeah, well, this, they talk about this before. But you're right, more oftentimes than not, it's, you know, the minutiae of like that's why sitcoms are broken up the way they are in like 8-minute, you know, segments pretty much.
Yeah. So,
all right, well, moving on off of comedy towards action.
So doing another, we've got an interesting like through line here of like two movies where people kind of don't die, and then two movies with Charlize Theron.
Yeah. So The Old Guard on Netflix, starring Charlize Theron. It's an action movie. First time I tried sitting down and watching this with my wife, that opening shot of them all dead, Amy just goes, "No, I don't want to watch this. No, I'm not watching this." So then I put on Fast 8. So
good choice.
But then I went back and I rewatched the movie today, so it's fresh in my mind, which is nice. It for those who don't know, honestly, that twist in the beginning, another movie with a twist early on that kind of sets up the whole movie. You have no idea. You know they're mercenaries. You know they've been doing it for a while, and then they walk into that trap, and they all get shot up in the first, like, 10 minutes. And I was like, how are they going to keep going? And then they
Really? Like,
yeah.
That was, you think that was a twist?
That's not a twist.
They were really hinting at the fact that they were immortal.
Yeah.
Really? What?
I didn't see that. Like, did you read beforehand what this movie was about?
Yeah, but
well, like, then right also, there, yeah. Like, that's
like, literally why. The first line of it is like, you know, every time I don't know if I'll wake up.
It's that's so clear. Vague, though. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just with Sean here, but like, yeah. I wasn't feeling that at all.
Yeah, like I don't know if it was because like the movie was just starting that I wasn't like focused 100% on that or like what, but like. I just sitting down watching it, I was just like, oh yeah, it's a bunch of mercs. I'm expecting an action movie. All right, now they're dead. I'm like, what? And what that's when that? It caught my
attention. It was
my
very, I got the feel that it was very similar to that other Netflix Hemsworth movie. I'm trying to find the name
Extraction?
Of it.
Extraction?
Yeah, Extraction, where you saw the ending in the first 4 minutes.
That's what I thought
really
it was, too.
Irritated me.
Yeah, I was like, because going into this, I was like, I heard stories that Charlize Theron said, oh yeah, I'll come back for a sequel for this. I'm like, but she's dead. How's that going to happen?
Yeah, so, well, that's just looking at the news before you watch the movie.
Yeah.
It's just...
Right.
You're right. I mean, after that, though, I was... After that, I was on board with the movie.
Same. Like, I was... Once they woke back up, and healed, I was like, all right, you got my attention. This is unique. What do you have to offer me? And
see, to me, it felt a little bit like a movie I like to call X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Uh-huh, John, you thought that too. So when I saw the bullets coming out of their heads, I'm like, so they're all Wolverines.
They're all Wolverines.
So this is actually based on a graphic novel. Just throwing that out there.
That's still being written.
Yes.
It's still an active graphic novel.
Yes.
Oh, it's not like it's unreleased. It's just...
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean... I mean, like I said, with that twist coming... It intrigued me. I sat down. I watched the whole thing. I definitely kept my attention the whole time. My biggest complaint... So I liked the main cast of the four immortals. I thought they played off each other rather well. However, the new girl being...
Kiki Lane.
Yeah, was not a fan of her. I felt like she felt... very out of place, like, for her supposedly being a military, like, now ex-military, but, like, just was a military, like, soldier. And then, like, thrown into this, like, she didn't seem like a soldier at all. I felt her acting was a little odd. And, at the end, she did.
No, but even then, like, just small little things like trying to escape from her and then the fighting in the airplane to get free. I mean,
yeah, but
it did show that she did have
fighting background and
fighting training
in points like that. But I mean, like, in overall, it felt she felt out of place to me. I don't know why.
I mean, she was new to the group.
I understand that, but like, I don't know. She just reminded me of, you know, random person they're bringing along, like they were just thrown in there to be like,
so
we need something, you know.
I'll disagree with you on this, but I will agree with you on the main four.
Yeah,
I think that they really did play a good job of four characters who have been through hundreds of years together.
Yeah.
And just witnessed just horrors upon horrors, and then found their own little, like the two guys found like peace and love during with themselves, with each other. Yeah. Yeah. But then you have the other guy who's essentially tormented because his, I mean, the last dying thing he saw was like his sons hating him or something like that. So it's, you know, it's just the baggage that comes with being alive for the Charlize Theron, you know, centuries or millennia, right?
Millennia, yeah. I believe it's officially.
They ever actually say
the posters? It says it on the
find pieces.
On the posters, it says she was born in 8 BC. So
nice,
yeah. Because if you look at the posters for this movie, it has the date they were all born.
So I don't know, but
does that make her a cougar?
She's 44.
So I'm just gonna say this.
Go ahead, Sam.
Sorry.
There's a part of me that wants to like this movie. It's just, this is so boring and predictable. Like every beat is like this is like the generic story you'd write if you're like, I'm going to write a story about these immortal mercenaries. This is the story you'd write.
Yeah.
There's nothing that happens in this that's surprising or interesting. You guys say the main four kind of, you know, mesh well together. They felt like they were just so bland and uninteresting.
Really? And like,
Did any of them have any kind of personality, really?
No, yeah. Like they're all just moody and sad and like.
No, I thought.
Why do they always have to be moody and sad?
No, two of them are moody and sad. The other two were happy and like go lucky.
Even they were kind of moody.
No, they weren't.
Oh my god! No,
I feel like
they definitely were.
No.
They were moody. Like everybody was like brooding the whole time, and it's just like, listen, you've lived.
John, you sound like a hype man at a every time. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Moody, yeah.
But like,
worldwide.
Characters are underdeveloped. Okay.
For 2,000 years, you think at some point you learn to live with loss. You know?
Yeah, get over yourself.
It's just like everybody has to learn to live with loss. That's life, man.
Look.
Oh, damn, dude.
I feel off the cuff.
More philosophical than the entire movie.
I think it just makes it even better that his background is Nosferatu.
Yeah.
But it's just, and like, this is one of those movies where I feel like it needed that, like, that stereotypical producer guy who's just an idiot, who's just like, no, this movie needs a talking dog. Like, it needs...
No.
They did something to lighten it up with
it. It was, like, way too serious for what it was.
Yeah.
Like, it would have... Like, the fun version of this would probably have been better than what was ultimately produced. I think the big thing with me... And I hate to put stuff into a box like this, but, like, damn, dude, these Netflix movies... And it's not... Clearly, it's not, like, a streaming thing, right? Because, like, we just had... I don't know... You know, like, the stuff on Hulu, like, Palm Springs was fine. Like, it's not, like, only streaming movies are, like this. It's very, like, specific to Netflix. But it's, like, the writers just threw something together at the last minute. Like, they forgot they had homework, you know? Like, they're just trying to, like, oh, yeah, there's these four people. They live forever. Two of them are gay. And there's another one that comes along, you know?
It was adapted off.
Yeah,
of,
it was a
as was Extraction.
Right.
It was. They were both adapted off of graphic novels.
Well, to me, you could not tell.
No, you could not tell. Netflix.
That's for sure.
Have you guys noticed Netflix? It's for all these movies. Somebody keeps screwing with the sound editing where the music is so freaking loud comparatively to everything else.
I hated the music in this movie. You have to turn up the volume
when the music's off.
I hated the music in this movie. It was so out of place. I would have preferred a normal score than what they did.
Yeah, whatever.
That's part of the movie.
It didn't detract away from the movie.
Oh, it did for me.
What did they?
How it like had those like pop songs and stuff like that that played every once in a while. Like
you know what it was trying to be? It was trying to be Atomic Blonde.
I see. I've never seen Atomic Blonde.
Can we talk about her for a minute?
Can we? Yeah. I was gonna bring her up too.
Okay. So like, because between the two movies, which you know we'll get to the other one when we get there. I don't think Charlize Theron's, like, a bad actress. I think she's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
The roles she... I don't know if it's... She takes very odd roles that just don't seem to work. Or the writers just don't know how to write for the characters she's playing. But, like... There's something, she's, like, the Netflix movie of, like, actresses. And, like, you know, I think she's been fine in, like, a bunch... Or, you know, good in, like, a bunch of things. Like... Fury Road, she was great. I haven't seen Monster. Probably not gonna, truthfully.
I liked her in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Okay, you're right. She does do comedy well. She was on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And I loved her in Atomic Blonde.
A few episodes that might not pass for today.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I loved her in Atomic Blonde.
I haven't seen that one. I can't feel like it's any different than like this and some of the other ones. But I don't know. It seems like she's always the characters are weird and like I don't know, not like in any way compelling or anything like that. When she's like kind of like a big draw and a big name, like Prometheus, it doesn't really work. Fast 8 probably doesn't really work either, frankly. And here it's like. I don't know. I don't really, like, get what, like, she was going for the whole time. Like, is she, like, a nihilist? Is she, like, you know, protective of the other ones? I don't really understand.
She's growing on me. I loved her in this. Yeah, she's growing on me.
I really liked her in this movie, too.
And it's been, ever since A Million Ways to Die in the West, she's been growing on me more and more and more. Because I did not like her early stuff, like The Italian Job and Aeon Flux. I didn't like her in that at all.
Oh yeah, that's two different movies, huh?
Yeah,
Aeon Flux and
she did Monster before then too.
Yeah,
so I didn't like her in any of that stuff, and then for some reason she's turned into like this weird other sex John Wick. You know, Keanu Reeves has literally became the kick ass person of today's day and age of like now, and then she is becoming this. Kick-ass chick of now because you have that and I'm sucking it sucks because you guys haven't seen Atomic Blonde because I was going to ask you gun to your head she talked about making a second movie for this one and there's been talk about an Atomic Blonde 2 which one would you rather have her focus on
I've never seen
Blonde, I was going to ask that but you guys haven't seen Atomic Blonde so
yeah
that's not going to stop me Atomic Blonde 2 all the way.
Yeah, the only problem is I want Atomic Blonde's script and story to be as good as the first one. Because the first one was very complex and it was nice and it made it much better. Whereas this one's more like a kick-ass type thing. And I'm more interested in their backstories. Like, over time, this is how these two guys fall in the Crusades. You know, mm-hmm. What was that like? And then Charlize Theron's been around since Jesus. So
late 90s. Yeah. Oh, wait, in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, at 44 years old, Charlize Theron is still doing, like, her own stunts.
She's only 44? I mean, yeah. Like...
I mean, yeah. Granted, that's not, like, old or anything, but doing your own stunts and things like that, that's, you know, power to you at 44. Because a lot of actors and actresses don't usually do that type of stuff at that age.
So, you know what this movie reminded me of? I don't know if any of you guys have seen this movie. It's a pretty obscure movie.
Oh, boy.
Called The Man from Earth.
No.
So, it's a movie. It came out in, like, 2007. It was by, like, a guy who's done absolutely nothing. And with a bunch of actors who've done, like, almost absolutely nothing. And it was written by Jeremy Bixby.
Has he done absolutely nothing like everyone else?
No. Writer of this, he was one of the writers on the original Twilight Zone, and he was one of the writers on the original run of Star Trek.
Okay. So, what genre is this?
This is movie? This is a sci-fi fantasy sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's more of like just like a thought experiment of a movie. The whole movie is this professor in like I think it's in Arizona, this University of Arizona, all of a sudden quits his job and is planning on moving away. And all his friends at the university, the other professors, come to visit him, like kind of unexpectedly. And they're asking him why he just is about to move away. And he finally breaks and tells them that he's immortal. He's been alive since like prehistoric times. And it's about him just kind of talking about what his life has been like. And it's pretty interesting. It's just like them talking in a room. And it's, like I said, it's more of a thought experiment of a movie than like an actual story. But he's just going through his whole life. And it's pretty interesting. Don't expect much out of it. It's just like, oh, this is actually pretty interesting.
Is it interesting?
Is it interesting?
I don't know how else to describe this movie.
Just... I mean, if four interestings is more than enough, I think.
What's this one called?
The Man from Earth.
There is a sequel, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that sucked.
It's more of him talking about his history, which is interesting.
His interesting history.
I don't want to spoil anything. There's like one thing in it that I thought was kind of dumb, but it just, this reminded me of it because it was like, that's a story about someone who's immortal that's actually, you know, I actually want to watch.
This is a 7.9 out of 10 rating on IMDb.
I have heard of it, so I came across it in one of my deep dives of IMDb, but I don't know how I got there. But I do remember seeing it. Well...
You want to know what else is interesting?
What?
What?
What's interesting?
Dudley Dursley from the Harry Potter series. Okay. The bad guy in the Old Guard. He's the pharmacist. The head pharmacist.
Yeah. All right, so...
See, to me, he's just the guy who doesn't have legs in Ballad of Buster. No.
Yeah, yeah. Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, he's in that.
The meal ticket,
the,
right?
The worst of the five segments.
He
meal ticket? Yeah, okay.
He was such a generic villain in this movie.
No, he wasn't. Who wears suit jackets with hoodies?
I don't mean now, his...
Every rich young billionaire in the movie now, because they're all trying to be
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, for me, the worst part of this movie, because, of course, he, you know, he owned a pharmaceutical company, and of course he was going to harvest them for their DNA, and, you know, of course that... his contact was like, but this is for science. He's like, eh, whatever, I'm gonna make money off it. Like, of course that happened.
And of course he hires 60 mercenaries for his personal bodyguard.
Yeah, like he was such a stupid villain, and it sucks because I wish they didn't film it this way, but his death, why'd they have to show it that way? It was, the CGI was so bad it was distracting. Like when they fell out the window.
Yeah, just whatever.
Like, but it was
not CGI when you're falling out the window.
It was the main focal point of the shot. It didn't look good. Like when that's like the climax of your movie, it's like having like Cube Dwayne the Rock Johnson as Scorpion King in The Mummy Returns. It's the same kind of thing. It's
I don't think it's that bad.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty... Sam, you watched it all the way to the end, right?
Yeah.
How was the CGI at the end?
I don't really know.
Oh, I think he was... I think he was checked out by that point.
Yeah.
Can I bring up something?
What?
Because Sam hit on an interesting point here of, like, every single, like, you know, young billionaire is supposed to be Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Like, how do you think it feels as Zuckerberg, like, watching all this shit and being like, the bad guy's me again. Oh, great. I mean, like, you know, yeah, he's got, like, $40 million to cry in, but, like, that must just be such a weird feeling.
know, he's probably so full of himself he doesn't even realize it.
Speaking of Zuckerberg, I did listen to The Social Network today.
What do you mean listen?
I put it on. It was on. Oh. I didn't really watch it. I listened to it.
Had you watched it before?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I see. It was on Netflix. I didn't know it was on Netflix, so I was just like, oh, I could listen to that. And I don't like him even more.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways.
Whatever it's worth.
Last question, Chris. Do you want a sequel to this?
Yes.
I am with you. I do actually kind of want a sequel. When it was over, I liked it enough where I wanted them to continue the story.
Yeah, I want to see him now on... like doing missions for good right now. Yeah. And plus I want a little bit more of, well, granted there's like a thing at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a big thing that happens at the end.
Yeah. So clearly that's going to be an issue going forward in the second one, if there is one, but I do want to see him kind of trying to do good for the world. And
yeah,
that's how they ended the movie.
Yeah. So I like how they ended the movie where it's like the next movie isn't going to be kind of the same thing. It's kind of like they have their, you know, guy in the cloud who's erasing their footprints, but now like,
yeah, it almost makes it almost is like a necessary thing to put the guy in there.
Yeah.
At this point, because you can't just have the four of them.
No, because then you'd basically redo this movie all over again. And for the fact that this is basically a superhero movie, To redo the first movie for the sequel for a superhero movie is a big no-no. You just you can't do it.
Right.
It doesn't work.
One thing that kind of disappointed me about this movie, you know, that first scene when they're raiding, they're going to the trap or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, you see Charlize Theron has an axe, and it's just, like, unexplained. I was a little disappointed... I mean, you know, the whole premise of the movie is cool enough, but I was a little disappointed that it was, like, actually there for, like, a reason, and not just kind of like, oh, she just has an axe.
Like, she's had that axe since the beginning?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's what, like, she,
that's,
you know,
that's kind like, of
she broke it thing. In on, you know?
Like, yeah, that was, like, my feeling was, like, oh, they're using swords because it's sentimental, but they never bring up why they're bringing a sword to a gunfight.
Well, I think it's also because you think the guy died it... fighting with Napoleon, you know, a sword is a, you know, a weapon of choice, as is the Crusaders and the Muslims who were defending it and attacking the Holy Land. Like, they fought with swords. Yeah.
Like, think about how many years mankind has fought with swords and shields and axes.
Listen.
Compared that to how long we've been using guns.
Like, oh, why are they using swords? It's more like they just never bring up why they're using swords.
Well, I feel like there's going to be a massive story behind that.
I kind of wish like it was less explained and there was no reason for it. Like, the fact that there was a reason for it, it was kind of disappointing.
Wait, the reason for the axe?
What?
Wait, reason for what?
Her having an axe. Like, I thought, like, she just had an axe because she just, like, liked an axe.
Well, yeah, she's been using it since, like, BC times. Like, that...
I know, but wouldn't it be cool if she was just, like, a mercenary who just has a fucking axe?
Okay.
Like, that's her thing. That's how she distinguishes herself.
Did you guys think, before they explained it all, did you think maybe they were, like, the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And then once she said, like, one goes down, the other one kind of sprouts. Like, once one goes down, another one sprouts back up. Or once one becomes immortal, like, you lose another. Or whatever it was. And then I thought, all right, four horsemen.
Mm.
Right.
So. But that's not the case now.
Well, who knows?
Did they ever say who the person who, like, died? Like, she mentioned someone died again or whatever.
Yeah, she mentions, like, somebody died, and then we see a quick shot of it.
It's like she's holding someone.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's the other thing of the other woman she was with.
Yep.
Who, like, you know, gets put... Oh, man, let me tell you. Like, drowns or, you know, gets put in that thing. Which, to be fair, they were witches. Like, they weren't wrong.
No, yeah, yeah. But like, that's a horrible way to spend the next like 500 years.
For sure, but they were also witches.
Though. No, I understand.
I'm not defending them, but like, they were right this time.
Right. Like people say witch hunt, like it's, you know, they're you know, throwing stones at whatever, but like, they were witches though.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
The rating.
Yeah,
rating.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, they go back to that first person who died the second time. And it's just kind of like, it's somebody she was with for a long time. Like, it's just like, they died over 1,000 years ago. We don't have to get into this story. Maybe in a different, another movie we can.
It makes it seem like it's important, though.
Yeah. That's like their story to explain.
Or like, it's going
to
be like,
can die.
Yeah, like, honestly, I almost thought it was going to be some, like, you know, oh, man, dude, I got to, should we tell Edgefor? I thought it was going to be, like, him or something like that. And, like, he's, like, reincarnated. I don't know, some shit like that, but.
No. I feel like you guys are mad because they over-explained some things and mad they didn't explain some things, like. You guys are on both sides.
I just wanted them to divert off of like the standard story that they were just on.
Yeah, but think of it this as an origin story. Like the origin stories are.
I'm done with the stories, man.
I know.
I understand you came from somewhere.
I know, but like that's what this is. Like at the end of the day, this is an origin story.
Even though I wanted more of the backstory of all of them, they weren't going to give it.
No, it was already a two-hour movie. Like, it was already, which I was fine with the time. Like, the fact that it was a two-hour movie, it didn't feel like it dragged at times. I thought it was a good time for this.
Yeah.
Like, all I'm saying is, wouldn't this be better if Charlize Theron was, like, cracking jokes the whole time?
No.
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 Okay, if this was Ryan Reynolds, this movie would be great.
Yeah.
Like, was that Six Underground?
Yeah, 600 grand. But even then,
right,
he wasn't
right, John?
Too funny
right?
in that movie.
And even then, that movie supposedly, Chris, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it. It wasn't.
No, it like, did great. Not get good reviews, and nobody really saw it because it wasn't good.
What if Detective Pikachu was in this movie?
Oh boy, Ryan Reynolds isn't in that movie either.
His voice.
Yes,
was.
He is.
And yeah, he does appear in
he's
that movie.
The voice.
No, he appears in the movie.
I know, he's
someone
in the end.
Someone hasn't seen it.
He's in the end.
Someone doesn't know the twist.
I've seen Detective Pikachu twice, regrettably. Can we rate this movie?
All right, let's rate it. Go right. ahead. Who? Well, Chris,
I'll go
first. Okay, so we'll start low first. John, you go.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 6.2. Very, like, replacement-level Netflix movie.
Sam?
I'll give it, like, a 6.4.
Chris?
8.5.
Whoa!
All right, I wasn't expecting that high, but I went with the 7.1 as well. I basically was like, you know what, it was as good as Palm Springs for me, like... I was happy with both movies. They were there. But I do feel like if either of these movies were released, widespread released in theaters, they'd both do horrible.
Are you guys so starved for new content?
I just think you're...
Anything
Sam,
they throw at you, you'll be like, this is amazing.
Sam, this is the second Sam, movie you've very, reviewed this year. Don't even try it.
It's rare. It's not rare. But I want it a second one. I want a second.
I do too. And honestly, I went in not really knowing much about this movie, and coming out of it, I was like, "Yeah, I kind of want a second movie." Like
yeah.
that's why I
all
gave
the
it
characters
a C.
fit. The script wasn't awful. It no. was filmed in like a just a solid way. They got by, and I liked the interaction of the characters.
Yeah.
And I loved the backstory, and I wanted a second one as I was done watching it. So yes, it's above a 7 at least.
Well, I
disagree with absolutely everything you just said there.
Well, try watching more movies this year, Sam, and then we'll
don't
take
watch
your
stuff
opinion.
From 2007 about a guy talking about his own past.
Interesting.
13 years ago, Sam, that's ancient history.
Interesting. What else is interesting? Driving cars really fast.
Sam, is your segment, Sam, so take it over.
This week on Master Beef Theater, we have...
Is that copyrighted, or did you create that on your own?
I totally created that on my own. Because I'm a creative type.
Because we've used it every time we're talking Fast and Furious, so we just want to make sure we're giving credit where it's due.
So we have The Fate of the Furious. I don't know if you guys caught this, but the very beginning of this movie takes place in Cuba.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys caught that.
It was
first
subtle.
American production to film in Cuba.
It was very subtle. Cuba? So yeah.
Yep.
It was
a huge deal. It was 2 years before they released the movie.
But it was very subtle to let you know it was in Cuba. First of all, it was written in the water.
Right.
And then the cars were all Cuban cars. The streets were all Cuban streets. The miles were all Cuban miles. The buildings were all Cuban buildings. The birds were all Cuban birds. I mean,
a lot of them were speaking Spanish.
Also, they apparently have Cuban nos.
Yes,
so
Cuban nos. Right. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Everything was Cuban. Like, they let you know this is Cuba.
I was surprised Mark Cuban wasn't there.
They weren't smoking Cuban cigars. I was very surprised on that.
Yes.
It's because they export them and sell them to all, like, the island chains around them.
And Europe.
And Europe, yeah.
But,
I forgot we had one more street race. I forgot there was another street race.
And she boy, wins driving street. Backwards.
Like, I mean, the car does explode at some point, but yeah, whatever.
It's on fire.
if it doesn't have power or gas, then I don't want it. Like, oh, take away the brake system. Nobody needs that.
That scene is just incredible. I put down in my notes here, Cubulba, which is Cuban Sebulba.
John, before we go too far, you actually weren't here for the last time, and you saw 7. Do you want to just give a quick rundown of your thoughts on that one?
You know, I know I very specifically said I had thoughts in the group chat. Now that I've seen 8, though, what's the point?
Yeah. So, John, you missed... John, so because you missed 7... do you think missing 7 and just watching 8, I mean, you did go back and watch 7, I'm assuming, right? Right. Yeah. Do you think, you could have just skipped 7 and just went right into 8?
No.
God knows. Where'd Paul Walker go?
Yeah, you're missing the skyscrapers, jumping through the skyscrapers.
No, plot-wise.
There is one thing, and it's, Mr. Nobody.
Yes. That is true.
Kurt Russell. All right. Actually, I did remember. I did two quick things. First off, Kurt Russell, great addition. second of all, I was a little disappointed at Fast 7. Yeah, very generic until The Rock comes on and like gets out of the hospital, has all his equipment, and finds the closest minigun.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just so happens to be that helicopter that he drove an ambulance off the bridge to take down.
Yeah. These movies need The Rock in them. He just makes them like that 10 times better.
Yeah.
I know. Once you've had The Rock, it's tough to go back.
Yeah. just the things he says, you know, the one-liners. Like in 7, he said that one line of, I'm going to kick him so hard in the groin that his mama's going to wish she didn't. Damn it, I missed it up.
The one-liner, it's like, woman, I am the cavalry. Yeah, anybody else who says that, there would be like hysteria and anger. But it's The Rock.
The Rock makes it work somehow. Yeah.
Anyways, back to 8.
So Fast 7 and Fast 8, where he makes his girl's soccer team do the haka.
It was 8. Which was like such a random scene.
It's amazing. Like,
it's amazing, but I'm like, well, that was 2 minutes that were kind of pointless, but...
Right. But like,
well, that's the start of his haka career.
But Sean, what were they pointless?
Yes.
Yes. Sam. Oh, like, real,
Sam,
real,
every
real.
Pointless thing you point out makes up this movie. Sam, and makes
Sam,
it great for you.
Yeah. So that whole scene of them doing that was just a setup for the joke that everyone saw coming, which was that one girl going, "I don't want to play anymore," and walk off the field. Yes. It was a giant setup for that joke.
But weren't you enamored in this movie that, like, it still went for it?
Have you guys ever seen the clip of, like, I think it's like the basketball World Cup or like the World Championships or something like that, and it's like the U.S. is playing New Zealand, and like the U.S. players, like, they, so obviously New Zealand does it in front of like everything, like baseball, whatever.
Yeah.
Not just rugby and, you know, similar stuff. So it's in on the basketball court, and there's just this clip, and it's like all the, like, all the U.S. players are just, like, looking at him like, what the fuck are they doing? It's so great. It's maybe, like, 2016 or something, or 2014, but it's, yeah, I felt the same way watching it in this movie, where it just comes out of nowhere. Doesn't really add anything.
No, it adds nothing.
As I've come to learn, unnecessary things that are still incredible is really the bread and butter of this franchise.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I mean, look, is it necessary to have Vin Diesel's car be on fire the whole time? Him go in reverse, which I don't, it doesn't work like that, right? Like, I mean, reverse engineer
but it's a cube in reverse.
The equivalent of second gear, I think.
Yeah, like, it.
But it's a cube in reverse, so it goes faster.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Plus, you put that thing, the bottle cap thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the can of soda tab.
And that made it go faster.
Yeah. It was the poor man's NOS.
Everything about that race is just wrong. In so many levels.
And I love the ending.
And we're harping on it. Yeah. But unfortunately, this sets the tone for the whole
thing. It does.
Movie.
It really, but like, it does. So like,
oh, wait,
he wins.
Insert Russian defense minister.
Yeah,
wait, I forgot. Random insert right there.
Which I'm sitting through this entire movie, and I'm just like, so everything's hooked up to the internet. That's
yes.
What you're telling me.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think a car. Sub, you can't, like, hack a sub.
Yeah, you can't. Really?
Or you can't,
or
you can't automate a sub. Like, it doesn't work.
Can we
Cold War era sub.
Can we get back to this? Can we take a step back here?
Sure.
Are the worst fight scenes ever fight scenes between hackers?
You're like counter hacking each other?
Yeah. Oh, you're good, but I can do better than that.
That was kind of the downfall with the other one too, where like they're in the helicopter and it's like, oh, they're hacking us. Oh God.
it's so stupid.
Yeah. No.
Hacking fights are so stupid.
Hollywood,
and the commentary is just 10 times
Hollywood
worse.
Doesn't understand how hackers actually,
like,
hack.
Also, I don't know who they're trying to please with that, because like the only people I could think who'd be interested in the hacking fight is people who know how to code.
Yeah.
And, like, they're going to watch this and be like, that's not how you do this.
Right.
So you're not going to win them over with this.
Yeah.
So why is this here?
It's like hacking 100 cars on the fifth floor garage and making them drive over onto the street.
Which was an awesome scene, because it was like The Happening, but with cars.
Also, I love the line that just throw it in here, and it's like, if it hadn't been in Fast and Furious already, it needed to have happened by now, where they say he has the fastest car on the island. Like, there's just little... Man, every time Vin Diesel talks, I just love it, dude. It's like, they write his lines like he has this, like, kind of, like, unparalleled, like, gravitas that just, like, doesn't actually have.
Yeah, like, I pointed that out the last time, where it's like, everything he says just isn't cool. Like, but it's presented like it's cool. But it's just like, it's just not cool. Unlike The Rock, who everything he says is cool.
Also, it's kind of incredible too, because like, it's like he's made out to be like a literal Christ figure. sometimes. Like, not like metaphorical, like, you know, like he's actually maybe God. Like, I mean, I'm not even really joking either. Like, the, some of the shit he does, like, how, like,
but John, he drives cars fast. Don't you understand?
It's not about the car. It's about the driver in the car. That's what matters, not the car.
This movie also does the thing where, like, people can hear they're being watched on a camera and, like, immediately turn as soon as the person turns on the camera. Like that's a thing. There's so much going on.
The introduction to Helen Mirren.
Yes.
That stays in there.
Which that is just one of my favorite things to watch, is whenever you see, like, a good actor in, like, a movie that, Helen Mirren not so much, but, like, is a little beneath them, so they just ham it up.
Oh.
And you can tell they're having so much fun doing it.
Yes.
And I have fun watching them.
Oh, it's great. No, because you never see, I mean, her anything like that.
Yeah,
like, I was watching this one on HBO with my parents called The Good Liar. Not recommended. maybe your collective parents would.
Isn't it Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen?
Yeah, so Ian McKellen's like a grifter pretty much. But anyway, yeah, so, no, Sam, I absolutely loved her, like, throwing, like, on the Cockney accent.
And it's like, it's not even a good Cockney accent. Yeah. It's terrible, but I love it. I was like, oh, let me have my copper. Yeah.
Can we talk about the plane fight scene with Jason Statham?
Well, we're not even there yet.
Yeah, we're not.
We haven't even gotten there yet.
After we get out of Cuba.
What happens after they get out of Cuba?
I don't want to rehash the story, but...
No, but... Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to point something out here. What I enjoy about this franchise is the, like, MacGuffin or, like, the plot device for every single one of these. You know... It's like, so what was this one? This was, like, an EMP. And before that was this, like, you know, God's Eye surveillance thing. But, like, they've done so many of these now that, like, they have to, like, explain that, like, you can't use the one you got in the previous movie to, like, fix the problems of this movie. And it's just, like, it's just setting it up to be, like Fast 12. It's, like, you know, everybody's together. The suit's, like, explaining what it is. And he's, like, man, you don't even want to know.
Remember that tank in the sixth movie?
We can't use the rocket moon to stop them this time. They have a rocket Mars.
They've powered the sun to shoot sunbeams at the Earth, so we can't use the rockets.
The only thing that can outrun it is this Bugatti Veyron.
Dude, do you think there's going to be a virus one? Years?
Like a car computer virus?
No, or like a human virus.
No, I mean like a human virus.
So like probably, a COVID, right? COVID.
What, in a Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah. The only way you can't catch it is if you're going 80. Oh, that,
no, that's probably next. That's probably next.
So Fast 10.
Well, Fast 9's finished.
Yeah, so. I don't even remember the trailer for that. So
John Cena comes back.
You know what? John Cena's in it. That's why you probably don't remember seeing him.
Yeah, you don't remember seeing him.
I thought we were watching the Fast and Furious trailer, but there's so many people flying from tall buildings. Not in a car.
I know. Not two movies ago, either.
I had to look up what the plot is for the next movie. I did that, I think, while I was watching this one. And it's, spoiler, Cypher lives through this. So Charlize Theron lives, and she brings in Dom's younger brother, John Cena, to fight the crew.
So we're getting, Fast and Furious is getting into the point now where they're bad two movies ago, but now they're on the good side. So not this movie, but the Fast 10, Charlize Theron will be on the team.
Well, okay. Can we talk about that part? Because obviously that's the big, you know, except for Paul Walker not being in it, that's kind of the big change for this movie. Is that Jason Statham becomes, like, a good guy-ish, pretty much.
And, yeah. like, they're just like, buddy, you killed Han. Like, no one's ever like, hey, remember my friend, my close personal associate, who we enjoyed his company? You fucking killed him. Yeah. Like, nobody's hung up on that at all.
No.
Yeah, but
John, gives a shit about Han. John, you know what the most important thing in the world is, though? Family.
What's that? Familia, yeah.
So isn't Han family, but they don't care?
They just needed somehow to figure out a way to get Jason Statham to fight with a baby.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, I was laughing a lot.
Oh, I loved that scene.
So good,
that
dude.
Right? Just like
if you came to me and said, oh, we're going to have this scene where Jason Statham is in like a fight with a bunch of guys, but he's also holding a baby the whole time, I'd be like, what, like, stupid Disney
yes.
crap
yes.
are you coming at me with?
This is a family comedy.
This is going to be The Pacifier 2, like, The Spy Next Door. They've made this movie. This is going to be dumb.
Yeah.
This wasn't that kind of dumb.
No. No, none whatsoever.
It's just a good kind of dumb.
Yeah, no, it was a great scene. Like, just watching him kill people and then talking to a baby, like how you would talk to a baby. Oh, yeah, listening to, Alvin and Chipmunks.
And he, like, calls him Governor because, like, all the English characters in this are all, like, from a Dickensian novel or something.
Right. They all just have, like, fish and chips in their pockets, pretty much. And I love to, like, his brother just comes back, and it's like, oh, another bad guy that we're just
going to... Yeah, that killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That killed Han's girlfriend.
But they're going after the baddest guy.
Yeah, who's the bad guy this time around?
Torment Giants Bane.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fine in this. You know what this movie, like, and look, I have a great affinity to these movies now, but I'm going to say one thing.
I'm so happy.
You know what they could use? More like action heroes from, like, past. Like, why isn't, like, Dolph Lundgren just in these? Like, not as a main guy, but just, like, shows up or something, you know?
Like a Ronda Rousey kind of thing in the previous one?
Oh my God, we're just going to skip over that part. I didn't listen to that episode. How long did you talk about Ronda Rousey?
For a little bit, and how awful it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So bad.
My main complaint with the previous one, I mentioned it on that episode, was like there were just no moments to breathe in 7, or just it went from like action movie to action action scene to action scene, and there was no like downtime to just kind of relax, and then we get back to the 10. Like, I don't mind that every action scene's at a 10. It's just when you do them back to back to back to back, like they kind of just grow numb to them.
Well, you get that a little bit with this one. With
this
Dom.
One, they kind of like tone it down a bit, which I appreciate.
In some ways, in some ways, not so much. But like, there are more interpersonal, like, you know, the stuff with Dom and his that Brazilian cop.
Yeah, like, I remember watching it, and so obviously I watched it with Amy, and like, it's the big reveal that she's there, and Amy's only seen like the last one and this one, and she's like, who's that? I'm like, I think that's that cop lady from like 2 movies ago
that he's with at the end of one, then immediately dumps the next one.
Yeah.
Listen, she understood Letty was alive.
Right? Yeah.
They're only having a baby. I don't,
Does the timeline make sense in any way either, by the way?
Probably not.
Like, did the last 3 movies happen in, like, the span of, like, 5 weeks or something? Like,
My big question with this movie is, so is Brian dead or is he alive?
No, he's alive.
I know he's alive, but the way they treat him, he's dead.
No, they say that we're not bringing him.
I know. Because, like, I know, like, you know, Paul Walker died during the filming of Seven, but in this one, especially the end, where they're like, I'm going to call him Brian. And then if you think about it, it's like, oh, you're naming him after your best friend who's still alive that you probably see every so often, but you're not bringing him into this lifestyle. So Sean, that's kind of weird.
Sean.
That has multiple times
had
highlight clips of past movies.
A tank drove out of the truck. Just remind yourself of that every time during one of these movies. You go, wait, this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I wish they named him Paul.
Yeah, I would have liked that better. I would have liked that better.
Worse.
No. I would be okay with Paul.
I think Brian is not as bad as Paul.
Like, I feel like just the fact that they named him Brian and everybody's like, oh, after your friend, it's like, that's kind of weird.
Which, like, why didn't we invite him to our party?
Right? Like, it opens, like, all these doors where it's like, like, if you're like, no, but he's alive, it's like, then that makes no sense.
He couldn't make it. He was stuck in traffic.
Because I know, like, his Dom's sister, what's her face? Hit Paul.
Yeah.
She's in the next in Fast 9 without Paul Walker, obviously. So maybe
there's something to that.
I don't know.
No, they're probably Paul just going to say he's Paul watching Walker. The kids.
Because it's a family matter, because family, you know, matters most.
Oh, you're right. Because if the guy's going to be Dom's brother,
right.
John's going to be Dom, which. We'll get to that.
Yeah. We'll get to that next year.
I can't wait to look at that can of worms.
Speaking about looks, I really enjoy when Vin Diesel's holding a baby because it looks like it's a smaller version of him. Just the way it looks. I don't know why. I just found that so funny. Also, the baby, like, continuously saying Papa. Let me ask you, did you guys think there was going to be a bait and switch with that earlier? Like, it wasn't, like, actually his kid or something?
No, this movie's not smart enough.
No, but based on this movie, I was like, yeah, the Brazilian cop lady, maybe she's alive. I don't know. We didn't see her actually die.
No, they foreshadowed the shit out of this,
yeah,
too.
But, I mean...
She was a hologram.
Han's been dead for a while, too, but he's back.
A hologram.
Like, I'm at the point in this movie where no one can actually die. They're
and
just going to come
what?
Back.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with it.
Oh, I don't think Gal Gadot's coming back.
We'll see. If Wonder Woman doesn't perform well in the box office, we'll see. She might come back. You never know.
If Wonder Woman doesn't do well.
Speaking of characters from old movies, we did have a nice cameo of two characters from the old movies.
We did.
Yeah! Those guys!
And you just waiting for them to show up, by the way?
See,
I never
was. When they showed them, I was like, hey, it's those guys! And he was like, who? I'm like, guys from another movie, don't worry about it.
The unnamed.
Yeah, I don't know their names, but they're funny.
I don't think they ever say their names.
They were the fourth one for like the first five minutes, and then in the fifth one.
No, they were at the end of the fourth
were
one.
Just there.
They were at the end of the fourth one.
Really? They
were, yeah, they were the guys working in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's the fifth one.
Is that the fifth one?
Yeah, they blew up the bathroom in the fifth one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Okay, this franchise needs, like... We need a flow chart.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
We need, like, Fast 4. Just write all that
stuff. No, Chris, like... These movies are better the less sense they make.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. But...
I'm literally, like, I have to look up who the... Like, what... The bad guys were in five.
We're running out of. We're
like,
running
I'm
out
confused.
Of
who's the bad person in five?
The drug guy, drug cartel guy from Brazil.
Rio. It was all in Rio.
That's right. Okay, that was the Rio one.
Right. 4 and 5 both are drug guys, but one's in Mexico. The other,
right? Yeah, and that's why I get confused. That's right. The fourth one is the one where they were like, oh yeah, that guy that totally could have been the bad guy the whole time is actually the bad guy the whole time. Yeah, it was like that reveal.
It duped me out by being dumber than I thought it was gonna be.
So I did have one thought, because you know, in this movie, we're in New York, and by New York I mean Cleveland with a shitload of CGI. That's a movie thing. I'm not gonna beat him up for that.
Yeah.
But as you know, he's driving over the Brooklyn Bridge, maybe.
Yeah.
He's driving over the Brooklyn Bridge. Wouldn't it have been great if, like, he's driving over the Brooklyn Bridge and fucking Thanos' ship just comes out of nowhere? And then he just has to fight Thanos.
Imagine if Brolin joined the series as a bad guy.
I would just
God, dude.
Yes!
Yes. And you've never seen Sicario, but him and like Sicario is like the perfect bad guy in this movie.
Is he bad in Sicario, or is he just like
misinformed?
Well, just imagine him doing that shtick as a bad guy.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, he's old.
Yeah, so there's something to think about. This is the second Fast and the Furious movie that I've sat down and watched with my wife. The first movie, it was the Paul Walker on the bus scene that made her go, wait, that's not possible. Can you guys guess the scene that made her say it for this one?
Do you think it was the submarine emerging from the
ice? You're close, but no. Sam, do you have a
torpedo?
Sam, do you have a guess?
Was it the pushing of the torpedo?
It was not the pushing of the torpedo. John, what is your guess?
Is it when he jumps over the submarine?
You're really close. It's when the submarine explodes and all the cars block fire from hitting him as he's exposed.
It's so amazing. What I love about this movie, though, about this series, is that, like... It's such like a big budget. Seriously, The Rock's gonna beat the hell out of this guy, and then it's like the symbolism that like a 14-year-old girl would think of, like all the cars protecting Vin Diesel from the fireball
because they forgive him because that's what family does,
right? It's beautiful, man.
Like the sincerity of this series is what makes they're making good movies, and it's amazing. Like if at any point they tried to be in on the joke, you'd just lose me.
Yeah,
but they're in on it just enough.
Where they're like, yeah, we know these are pretty ridiculous, but we're also just not gonna know.
Right,
we're not going to know this whole family thing is kind of stupid.
Right, we're just going to have, and I don't know, there's a sort of like, I won't go there, but it's so good. The other like random, and maybe I smoked a little bit when I did this, but you know, if there's, you know how they say there's like, if there's infinite universes, there is one when Vin Diesel is actually Dom.
This is all happening in an infinite universe somewhere, and like I both want to live there and also not.
Yeah, because there's some bad people in that world.
Some bad people, and like everything could be hacked. I think they could hack my underwear.
Yeah, pivoting off of that. Do we ever know why Charlize Theron's doing any of this?
Because she's bad.
Evil.
Okay.
Because she has a hairdo that a sorority sister would get on spring break.
Yeah.
And like, yes.
Yes. Yes. She just needs the beads. She's missing the beads.
It's like the understatement of the whole movie.
They met on an island. You're right, and that's never... It doesn't have to be explained, but like, it's an odd choice, to say the least. I also found it odd that it's like this is like a terrorist group that has this like very fancy plane.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, the satellites can't track them because there's holes, and I'm like, but there's on ground radar.
Yeah.
You can still track them.
They had the thing that can track anything, anybody, anywhere in the last movie, and it just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she first did it, and it doesn't work anymore. How come? So Charlize Theron knew both Statham and Evans were on the plane.
Why'd she just ignore it?
She just stayed in like the control room and was like, "I'm gonna keep hacking," instead of being like, "Oh, everyone's dying on a plane. Like planes aren't that big."
She had the parachute.
She had the only parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh god. That being said though, I think this is my favorite Fast and the Furious movie.
Seriously?
Oh my god, I loved this movie.
Seriously?
Loved it. I was smiling ear to ear the whole time. It was just so stupid. And then like just even like when they go through Dom's plan of getting Statham to live and they're like, oh, and the driver was that guy he beat in the beginning. Like, it was just like everything was just so stupid.
It was like the end of Signs, man.
Yeah, like everything makes sense now. Like, but in the dumbest way possible. I just this movie was just so bad. It was phenomenal. I love this movie.
But it's done bad so well.
Yes, yes.
Like it's not incompetently bad. It's just like nobody wants to tell them like this, no, just don't do this, and I'm okay with that.
We've been heaping a lot of praise on it, and I think justifiably so. Can I point out one thing that like I actually didn't really care for and was like, why are you trying to do this? Why were we trying to make like Scott Eastwood part of the gang?
He's the new Paul Walker.
I know, like that's so fucking tacky.
I agree.
Like why are you doing that? I can't believe I have a problem with it, but I kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that you say it, it's just like all the scenes were just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he literally brought nothing pretty much to the table and was pretty much like literally being like, oh, well, what would Brian do here?
Yeah. Like, he even looks like him?
No, he looks a lot like him. Like, it's kind of fucked up.
It would be a bigger issue if him and Mia get together.
Yeah, in the next movie.
Buddy.
Like, in the next movie, everyone just refers to him as Brian.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed if they put those two together. Yeah, I'd be so pissed. Sorry, I'm invested.
Now, so are we now.
Yeah, I know, right? You're welcome. You're all welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Chris, as I said before, thank you for letting us into this world.
You are so welcome.
This magical, beautiful world.
Next up is Transformers. So
no,
get ready.
That'll never happen.
No. No, we've gone down that.
Remember, you guys also said that about Fast and Furious.
No, yeah, but the difference is like...
No, Chris, I never said that about Fast and Furious. If you remember, it was the trailer to this movie. We were doing the podcast, and I said, I believe on podcast, why don't I watch these movies? Because it was The Rock pushing that torpedo into another car, where I was just like, Why don't I watch this movie?
It's a torpedo to sink a sub, but it still has the same size explosion just to blow up a little car. You know?
Yeah. Also, that's...
Because, you know, physics.
Yeah. And, like, the ice perfectly smooth for him to slide on.
Right. I don't think it's just... Oh, man. Just wait until they go into outer space. Because, you know,
it's heading there. It's heading there.
Like,
I would be kind of shocked there's no, like, Virgin Galactic or some kind of, like, not space, but, like, although aren't they doing a Mission Impossible or something where they're going to actually film in space or something?
Yeah, I think so. I did hear about that.
Or just
Tom Cruise is probably in it. I'll just say that.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going through my notes here. There is a moment, I forget exactly where there's some suit saying send in the Boy Scouts.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Which I just thought was funny, because it's like, is this from a multi-billion-dollar film franchise or like Smokey and the Bandit? same vibe. They should. That's a movie that I'm just saying, you get the right people in the room, they should definitely remake it, especially now that Bert's dead.
Yeah, it's possible. Any final thoughts on Fast 8?
One more left.
One more, and then next year.
This one kind of brought me back into the series. After the last one, I was like, ooh, have we just hit a peak and plateaued here? And it's just like, all right, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Like, the tank has already exploded out of the car.
And like, then a sub submerges from the ice.
And I was like, all right, I mean, that's not a big jump, but like, okay, you got me back. I'm back on board. I never really got off board, but like, I could feel myself slipping off. But this one, like, pulled me back off. I was like, okay.
Well, you're going to slip hard with the Hobbs and Shaw movie, so just keep in mind that it's not part of the...
So,
like, overall story arc.
Now, Sam,
I don't know. Watching this one and seeing Statham and The Rock talking kind of got me a little excited to see the Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, the best thing about the Hobbs and Shaw movie is the way they play off each other.
So, yeah, I was like, all right, I like these dumb one-liners.
So, Sam, for next week, you have homework because it is finishing up our Fast and Furious. You need to rank these movies from best, from worst to best.
I will rank them, and I will also have final thoughts on the whole series as a whole.
That is your homework for next week.
Yes.
Okay.
See, the thing is, though, Fast and Furious is never finished, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just shooting from the hip, how many do you think we're going to end with?
I would not be surprised if we got to 12.
How old is Vin Diesel?
That includes Hobbs and Shaw, so that Hobbs and Shaw...
But, by the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but the last couple movies, Vin Diesel has had a gut.
Yes.
Like, a noticeable gut.
Like, yeah.
That's a mound of muscle.
Well, you gotta stop holding beer bottle like that, and it'll be fine.
Just have a Corona. Do the Vin Diesel voice.
No, it's too...
How do you do it? You gotta go super deep, but like...
Raspy at the same time.
It's only three word sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
Hey, Brian. I don't know.
All right.
Like, he really tries to act in this one. Like,
yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's bad either. Some point. Like, he's trying to.
Yeah. Gold star. They're all trying, because it's what they only have.
all right.
Oh, Rock's got Jumanji now.
Yeah, The Rock you're not worried about. The Rock, you know what you're getting.
The Rock and Statham are fine.
Yeah, it's the others.
Statham's at the end. I think Statham's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the dude can move around.
He's in incredible shape. For our favorite Australian.
Yeah, that's right.
I was very tempted to try that with Charlize Theron with you, Chris. Where's she from?
She's born in South Africa.
Yeah.
Zaire?
Yeah, no, she's South African, like that great South African band, Led Zeppelin.
Wait, Led Zeppelin? No, I know that. It's the UK. I know that.
Yeah. But you didn't know U2 was an Irish band.
Uppington upon Tweed.
Anyways. Any final thoughts?
No.
No.
I can't wait for Sam's final thoughts next week.
Yeah, next week's final thoughts are going to be great. So stay tuned for those. John, any final thoughts for you?
Very excited for Hobbs and Shaw.
Uh-huh.
I think that's on HBO.
It is on streaming on Max.
Yep. All right. Well, on that note, if you enjoy these podcasts, you can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on Google Podcasts, iTunes, and amongst others. I know that much. You can find us on Facebook.com/Knights of Nerditude. Let us know if there's a movie you want us to review, especially a con classic. We'll be getting to those soon.
Or another franchise.
Or if there's another franchise you want us to watch. Until next time.
Keep waiting, bitch.